Comedy Podcast. It's fun, but how? Ron Burgundy Podcast. It's him and now. Ron Burgundy Podcast. Ooh, it's hot. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. This is, you guessed it, Ronald Jacob Burgundy. Mommy and Daddy always said don't talk to strangers. But Mommy and Daddy aren't here right now, so we're talking to you. That's right, you, sitting there in your Mazda. You're our topic. Today is our audience participation episode, and we're going to be answering some of your most urgent questions. We're even going to take some callers. That's right, we finally figured out how the phone lines work in this dump, and we're interested in talking to the weirdos out there.
You know what? I'm actually still unsure if we should do this. I mean, I don't know if I should let you talk to strangers.
Why not? I mean, tell me one thing that could go wrong.
I'm sorry. So many things just hit my brain at once. Why don't we start slow? We have some online followers who have written in questions they'd like your advice on. So let's just start there.
Okay.
And then we can see how you do.
All right. And then after I can talk to the strangers on the phone? And Nick will let me press all the buttons in the control booth?
You're not, you know you're not allowed in the booth.
Fuck. Okay. I'm still not allowed in the control booth.
Listen, you're the one who got drunk, broke into our control booth, and recorded yourself saying a bibbity bobbity over John Coltrane music. And that was for 3 whole hours.
Okay, yes, I know, I get it. Jesus, I remember. I was there. By the way, have we found a way to use that in the podcast? That could be a really good episode.
It's unusable. Okay, we're also going to have some people writing in who asked for advice on our Twitter page.
Oh, okay. Juicy. Extra juice on that one, right?
Sure.
Extra juicy?
Juicy.
Yeah. Good. I mean, don't you think I give good advice, Carolina? I mean, I've given you amazing fashion advice in the past.
You didn't give me fashion advice. You just threw my shoes out the window, and I actually had to walk to my car barefoot.
Yes, I threw Carolina's Birkenstocks out the window. That's true. And if you're looking for advice on your hairstyle, by the way, I have some.
You think I need advice on my hairstyle?
I would just cut it a different way.
What do you mean?
Well, for one, I think you should go to a hairstylist. You know, you shouldn't cut your own hair anymore.
I do. I don't cut my own hair. I go to a hairstylist.
Oh. Oh, okay. And how do they, I mean, what sort of technique are they trained in? Are they just putting a serving bowl on your head and cutting it around?
No.
Are they trained? Are they professionally trained? Or
I don't have
like,
a bowl
are they
cut.
Just putting a bowl? No.
I have a long bob.
That's not, what I'm looking at is not a called a bowl cut?
No, it's a bob. It's a long bob.
Ah, I see.
You know what? Huh. Hey, let's do an ad break.
Yeah, well, let's just do an ad break. I think that's best. We'll be right back answering all of your questions on the Ron Burgundy Podcast after these messages. Bibbidi boppity bop boop bop. Bibbidi boppity bop. And welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today we are going to do some audience participation. That's right. Now, I see that some of you have written to us on the internet asking for advice from your good old pal, Ron.
Yeah, we actually have quite a lot of questions to get through today.
Okay, well, everyone comes to me for advice. Love advice, fashion advice, raccoon advice, you name it. So I'm kind of used to it.
What's raccoon advice?
Oh, you know, I give advice on how to get them into your house and domesticate them.
Great. Let's get to our first question. So, at Callie Caesar wants to know, what does a handsome man do for his wife on their 6th wedding anniversary?
First of all, good to know you're handsome. I'm handsome too, and I'm glad we're talking. Handsome to handsome. So you have a 6th wedding anniversary. And you want to do something special. What I would say is that women love surprises. I mean, isn't that the truth? Can you corroborate this, Carolina?
That's true. I love a romantic surprise. I think a surprise getaway trip or even just flowers.
So I think you should dress up as a devil. Are you listening? Dress up like Satan. Red costumes, the horns, little pitchfork, all of it. Paint your face red and dye your eyebrows jet black. And now, after that, I want you to hide in a cupboard, one that your wife opens a lot. And then when she's least expecting it, jump out at her. Now that's a surprise.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. What? But women love surprises, you said.
I said, no, she'll hate that. At Cali Caesar, I recommend just giving her flowers and a card. That's simple and lovely. A nice little surprise.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds amazing, your advice.
Thank you.
Put me right to sleep. Listen, you wrote in to ask me for advice, not Carolina, okay? My advice says you dress up like Satan. So
I'm okay. We have too much to get through for me to address that. Okay. Our next advice question comes from at Frankieville. He says, is believing in zombies at age 41, but I mean really, really, really believing in zombies, is that a good or bad thing?
Frankieville. Oh, Frankieville. It's rare that I meet someone who reads and stays informed. Yes, of course that's a good thing. You are staying alert. And yes, zombies are real. And I'm prepared for that zombie apocalypse, my friend. We'll be right there together, fighting the good fight. Nice to meet a fellow warrior out there. You know, I don't travel with a spare tire in my trunk, but I do travel with a crossbow.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to now look into taking that away from you. Okay, quickly, our next question comes from at Audio A Gamer. He wrote, hey, Ron, I'm thinking of buying a pet, emu or llama. Can't really go wrong with either, but I'd like your advice. Do you have a preference?
Okay, at Audio Da Gamer, which is a great handle.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Carolina, you wouldn't be able to find my crossbow in my trunk because
Why
I have
not?
A false panel in the top of the trunk.
Okay.
So, well, now I told you.
Yeah.
But
you wanted me to know about your cool false panel.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Okay.
Anyway, it's worth you finding it now that you know that I built a false panel. Okay, so back to at Audio Da Gamer.
Audio Da Gamer. Thinking of buying a pet, emu or llama?
Yeah. Emu or llama, okay.
Do you have experience with
emu? Well, look, I mean, I don't know how many times I have to say it, but my feelings are this. Everyone should just look into getting a raccoon. You know, I'm gonna skip
right.
past emu or llama. They're easy. Number one, they're easy to train. Okay, and my three raccoons get along with Baxter just fine. And I've even trained them how to sort my recyclables from the trash. And every Thursday night, they take my trash cans to my curb. And by God, every Friday morning, they bring them back. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. I don't think an emu or a llama is going to do that.
Well, I think you should just include that there's a huge risk of being infected with rabies when you have three raccoons living with you.
Yes, that's a good point to bring up. That's true. Sure. Okay. I'll include that you could get rabies. In fact, a very high chance. And what else? I mean, any other problems with domesticating raccoons?
Let's just go to the next question. At Jared Stefan wrote in, he says, me and my girlfriend are in the middle of a fight. What's something I can say that will end the dispute calmly?
Well, I'm glad you asked this, Jared. You know, I love stopping a fight. In fact, I always wanted to be one of those security guys on the, you know, Jerry Springer show, Carolina, you know, who jumps in.
Yeah.
When the is hitting the fan and just pulls the brawl apart. And
yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I break up a fight before it even happens. I'll just walk into crowded bars and I'll yell, hey, cool it.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess that could resolve a dispute that's about to start. Okay, but this guy is just asking how to end an argument with his significant other.
Right. Again, great question. Listen, if you want your partner to remain calm, you have to remain calm. It takes two to tango.
You know what? That's good advice. I completely agree.
Yeah. No, it's pretty simple. Simple blueprint. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should just calmly say to your girlfriend, in almost a whisper, listen, honey, you're being crazy, okay? You're losing your marbles. If you keep acting this way, you're going to land yourself in the cuckoo's nest.
No, absolutely not, Ron. You cannot call women crazy.
Well, then how should we tell them to calm down?
No, you should never tell a woman to calm down.
Well, then how will I let them know when they're being hysterical?
Okay. Avoid all of these words, all of these sentences.
Jeez. You know, it's so much easier dealing with raccoons than it is dealing with people. Don't you agree?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. One more before the break.
Okay. At Lunico wrote in saying, I'm thinking of picking up a new hobby. What do you recommend?
I mean, besides reporting the news, drinking scotch, playing my flute, and engaging in discussion with my beloved dog, Baxter, and all my, of course, my raccoon business. God, what else have I got?
You have a son. You have a son.
Well, I would say my favorite hobby right now is teaching my raccoons how to knock on a door. They have to understand that you can't just walk into my room without knocking. That's rude. And they have to check if someone's in the bathroom before they go in for a tinkle.
Okay. That's your hobby.
Yep. Right after these messages, we'll be back with some guests calling into the studio. Stay tuned. You're listening to the, what is it called?
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Thank you. And we're back with the Ron Burgundy Podcast. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. We're actually having people call into the podcast, which when I first proposed this, everyone thought I was crazy, but look who's crazy now.
I think we just didn't want you talking to strangers.
We have real callers calling into the podcast, and the topics range from cheese to golfers from the 70s and wolf-dog hybrids. Those are our three main topics. So polling data shows those are the three things that are most on people's... They're called dinner table issues for folks. Right?
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's speaking about wolf-dog hybrids right now.
Or types of cheeses?
Definitely types of cheeses. I don't know what the controversy or...
But golfers from the 70s, that's ubiquitous.
I've literally never spoken about that before, but we'll see. I'm sure that I might be an outlier. You
were born an outlier.
Thank you.
Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, we have a caller on the line. Who is this?
This is Callie Speed.
Callie Speed, nice to meet you.
Hello, Callie. This is Ron Burgundy. Thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hello.
Callie, where are you calling from?
New York. New York City.
Oh, New York City.
The bright lights.
City by the bay.
The big gay apple.
Yes. So, Callie, what would you like to talk about?
Cheese, I guess.
Great choice.
Great topic. What are your thoughts?
What's the deal with cheese? Yes.
I think I like all cheese.
Okay, so that's a wide It's a wide spectrum.
When you see on a dessert menu, fruit and cheese plate, are you like, why is this here?
Yeah, lame.
The fruit part, yes.
But the cheese part, you're like, I'll eat a block of cheese for dessert.
All about it.
Once I blacked out in college and opened up a drawer the next day and there was just a rind of some brie cheese, I'd eaten slice of brie cheese.
What about government cheese? The government cheese program. Is that still in effect? Do we know?
I don't think so.
Do you ever go to the supermarket at lunchtime hoping they're going to have free cheese samples and then just gorge and leave without paying anything?
There's actually the entire reason that I'm a Costco member.
Oh, I was going to say Costco samples.
Yep.
Put handcuffs on me.
Monterey Jack.
Well, Callie.
Callie. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for expressing your love of cheese.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a position on The Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Do you remember the scene where he ate all the cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big fan.
Yep. I love it, too. Well, thank you, Callie. We really appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
That was Callie out of New York, New York. All right. Who's our next caller?
Hello, this is John.
John, welcome to the Ron Burgundy podcast.
Thanks for calling in, John. This is Ron. I'm joined by Carolina. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the golf from the 1970s.
Yes.
I will tell you something. The tournaments today are lousy. Mm-hmm. Not like the ones they had in the 70s.
Amen, brother.
You had Joe Garagiola's Tucson Open.
Right.
Glenn Campbell's Los Angeles Open.
Oh, Dinah Shore's Desert Classic.
Oh, Sammy Davis Jr.'s Hartford Open.
Oh, forget about it.
Oh, and it was so much better.
Sam Snead down in Houston.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And J.C. Snead, his nephew.
Chick Corea's Seattle Open.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Are we just saying names and competitions?
Carolina, don't ruin the moment right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
who's your favorite golfer from the 70s, John?
Oh, it's got to be, it's a tie. Either Hale Irwin.
Because he had the great pants, right? He always had the great pants.
Or the real athletic guys, maybe like a Craig Stadler or a Ray Floyd. Those guys were in shape, not like the ones today. They're all pretty boys.
Yeah, those guys had a little bellies on them and weren't afraid to have a few pops after they closed out the round.
19th hole is the only hole that counts.
John, where are you calling from?
I live in Troy, New York, the home of Uncle Sam.
A New Yorker.
Kind of, yeah. Upstate. It's like the 10th borough.
You know, I'm going to be in Troy next weekend. Maybe I stop by and we watch some... I carry a duffel bag full of VHS tapes. Do you have a VHS player? We can watch some old golf footage.
Yeah, I definitely do. I prefer VHS. It's much easier.
John, we are cut from the same cloth, my friend.
Oh.
Do you remember the T.C. Chen double chip?
That one, no, I don't remember.
T.C. Chen? He was a Chinese golfer.
And yeah.
He was chipping the shot, and it hit. He hit the ball twice in the air. He was disqualified.
Oh, wow.
Look it up. T.C. Chen double chip.
Huh. Do you remember what tournament? Was that a major or a...
Sure.
You sound unsure.
I think it was the British Open.
The British Open, yes.
It was the U.S. Open. 85. So it's not really 70s, so...
80. Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, John, thank you so much for calling in. And, reminiscing. It was great to... go down memory lane.
Absolutely.
All right. Go back to the bathroom.
I will.
Okay, great. Bye, John.
Bye.
That was excellent. And you are a great mimic.
Oh, my New York accent.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm taking a speech class at the UCB.
You know, I did a real double take when that New York accent came out.
Right? You were like, who is this, Robert De Niro?
It was amazing.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, Carolina.
Thanks.
So who do we have next? Who's calling in now?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Victoria, thanks so much for calling into the Ron Burgundy podcast.
This is Victoria.
How
She's
are you
calling
guys?
In.
Thank you.
Hello, Victoria. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New York, New York.
Another New York.
Three for three.
I want a hot dog. I love pizza.
Nice too, right?
I want to take the subway.
Oh, oy vey. My bagel is stale.
Coney Island, right?
I have a pickle at the diner.
You ever been to Coney Island, Victoria?
I have. You know, you have to stop at Nathan's. You have to get your fries with cheese on them and the hot dog.
Wait, Nathan's, that's where they have the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been there to watch it?
I have. I actually went one... Oh, no, on the television, but I've been there when it's not in hot dog eating time.
I once saw Kobayashi in an airport, and I was like, oh, my God, it's Kobayashi. I was too nervous to say anything. I was like, this guy can eat 80 hot dogs in under 5 minutes. I should have challenged him.
Right there in the airport.
I should have. You're right. I should have. I got too nervous. It's one of my great regrets. Not spending time with Kobayashi.
Time.
Yeah.
Next time.
So, Victoria, what's on your mind?
You know, I was just thinking, I'm really into cheese, especially because we're talking about food.
Right.
I work in food. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about all the different types of cheese.
Yes.
And, like, what you can do with it. Like, I just think, you know, you have cow cheese.
Sure.
You have, like, a sheep cheese.
Right.
Goat cheese.
Camel cheese.
These fake cheeses. Yeah, probably camel. I'm sure people mm-hmm. eat camel cheese.
Mommy cheese from breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, like,
why not?
Who knows? I mean, you could just really mix probably all the cheeses and eat them all and never be sad.
There's a rare Parisian cheese that I'm trying to think of that's, I think it's literally like, it's $50 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
God, what is it? It starts with a V. It comes in, but you can also buy it in these slices, these plastic slices. Oh, God.
Kraft?
Velveeta, yes.
Oh.
Have you ever come across that?
You know, a time or two.
I had a slice of Velveeta once, and I thought I was walking on a cloud.
Yeah. Was that the week you went missing?
That was the week I went missing, yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, Ron can chase that cheese down a gutter.
Down a gutter. I was in Lake Country,
mm-hmm.
up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If you chased it in New York, you would end up like in the subway with all of the rats.
Where's the L train?
Here's the funny thing. Carolina's not from New York, yet it's uncanny.
But you think I am.
You do.
Thank you.
I'm New York and Georgia, so it's a bit of a weird mix.
So you're also from the South.
Oh, my God. Carolina,
it's like,
stop
y'all,
it.
Y'all, where's my coffee?
Yes, right.
Mix of the two.
By the way, you remember Mayor Ed Koch?
Sure.
Yeah, I do.
We just want to make sure.
Okay, good. Because he used to walk around and say, how am I doing? Right?
We just thought that was cool that he did that. Cute. All right, well, it was so nice to speak to you.
So nice. Thank you for calling in, Victoria.
Yeah.
You are a delight.
Thank you for talking.
Thank you for your knowledge.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Should we take another call? Who do we have on the line?
Hello, Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Yes, you're calling into the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Yes, who is this?
This is Nick Webb from Bedford, Indiana.
Bedford, Indiana. What part of the state are you located in?
We're in the southern part of the state, in the center, directly below Bloomington, where Indiana University is.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Home of the movie Breaking Away.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
God, I love that movie.
Fantastic.
Bunch of lovable losers on bicycles, right?
That's right.
In the Little 500 or something like that?
It is, the Little 500. Still have it every year.
They do? I thought it got canceled because of the rioting.
Oh, fair amount of rioting. That's a big part of it, for sure.
Oh, that's just the fun of it.
Right, that's the draw.
Yeah.
Nick, what's on your mind today?
I was hoping to talk about cheese.
Okay.
Mine was a specific concern I have surrounding goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
I have a fair amount of anxiety about goat cheese, and I wondered if Ron shared those concerns.
Well, where does your anxiety lie? You just you don't like the taste of it?
No, that's part of it. That's where the guilt comes in. I love the taste.
Right.
The goat is just a filthy animal. There's the beards and the horn, that spastic jumping.
Right.
I guess I don't trust it, and it makes me a little anxious about the cheese.
Well, are you making your own cheese from goats? Are you around them?
I try to steer clear of a goat if possible, but I know where it comes from.
Well, there's that old saying, never trust a goat. I mean, I share your concerns. I don't even think it's a real cheese, you know,
no.
If we're really talking about it.
It definitely is.
Oh, okay.
It is delicious. I have to admit that. And I wonder if some of the menace that I feel towards the goat is what makes it taste so good to me. And I feel a little guilt.
Okay, so you're going on a hot date.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You take her back to your place. yes. her place, and she says, "I have a log of goat cheese. Let's eat this."
Plus or minus? Are you excited?
Do you trust her?
I find her dangerous. I think at that point I find her dangerous, and that makes me probably like her more.
Yeah, so, a little seductive there, right?
Mambo number five.
Yes.
Right.
It's so funny. Yeah. Have you ever read Hot Havana Nights, the Daniel Steele novel? It's just a great read to get your mind off stuff. Pretty racy. Pretty racy stuff. There's a character, the woman, she's obsessed with goat cheese. And she keeps luring all her suitors into her studio apartment.
With a log of goat cheese. And she says, eat it in one bite.
And then the final climactic scene of the book, she bludgeons her lover with this log of goat cheese.
And then eats the evidence.
So you've read it?
I have.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that from the beginning?
We wouldn't have described the whole book.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't ruin it for anybody out there.
No, I'm finding so many people aren't familiar with this one work of hers, so I think the more we can get the word out, the better.
It's true.
Nick, do you like accents?
I do.
This is my accent for someone
from Bedford, Indiana.
Bedford, Indiana.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
Isn't that uncanny?
That's pretty good.
I mean, Carolina doesn't have a lot of talent. She's like a plow horse.
Are you kidding me?
This is your real shining moment. You got these voices down.
Well, yes, it's hard to be on all the time. And yes, I sometimes feel more comfortable performing as someone else. And yes, it's hard sometimes when I'm recognized in the street because my job is to imitate the other person.
Wait, you're getting recognized now?
For
doing voices?
Not really, but I'm just using that.
Are you doing voiceover work on the side? Is this something we need to talk about?
No, I'm contractually obligated to only.
Yes, you are.
Which is why I'm here.
And that's why we keep your contract
framed on the wall.
Stapled to the wall. Well, one framed and one stapled.
One stapled.
Yes. Nick, we can't thank you enough for calling in to the Ron Burgundy podcast. I think you express a very typical feeling about goat cheese, kind of a love-hate.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
All right.
Thanks.
That was Nick from Indiana.
All right, let's try.
Let's take another call. Thank you for calling into the Ron Burgundy podcast. This is Ron. Who are we talking with?
Hi, my name is Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Do you spell that with a K or a C?
With a C.
C-A?
C-A-R-A.
And then, of course, a silent X on the end?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Kara,
where are you calling in from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh.
Atlanta.
The dirty, dirty South. Hotlanta, I like to call it. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
Yeah, we try to talk people out of using that phrase.
Oh, I thought I'd made it up.
Why shouldn't we use it?
Yeah, why should we not use that?
I don't know. Maybe it got played out in the 90s.
Okay. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. Do not use. Yeah. We're going to take it off the list.
Yeah, we call it the ATL now.
Oh, ATL. The ATL, because?
I think just the letters.
You know, maybe the airport.
ATL, maybe. Right, Atlanta, ATL. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
So what subject are you interested in talking about?
I guess cheese.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound that excited, though. Do you have a passion for it?
I don't know anything about golfers from the 1970s.
I'm sure you do.
And I didn't know that there was such thing as a dog-wolf hybrid.
They're out there. Trust me. You know where they mostly congregate?
Where?
Stone Mountain.
Okay.
See, Carolina? I know stuff.
You do.
I made Kara laugh. So stop saying that I'm a boring old cuss.
Said that.
Anyway, I love my Georgia references.
Stone Mountain. Texas Mountain.
And also, that's my only one I have. Sorry.
What do you recommend if we're visiting the ATL? Where should we go?
Oh, Buford Highway.
Buford Highway.
Okay.
It's the best food.
Oh, it's a restaurant. It's not an actual highway.
No, it's a highway, but okay. It's known. It's like an international district of, I mean, Vietnamese food and Cambodian food and Mexican and El Salvadorian and anything, everything you could ever imagine.
What if you're in Buford Highway and you hate all those types of foods you just listed? Is there a Waffle House close by?
Oh, yes. There's a Waffle House on the corner.
Woo! We'll be fine. Good. Yep.
Yeah, Waffle House.
So, Kara, what, obviously you've eaten cheese before, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. I like cheese.
Are you familiar with a Mexican treat called the quesadilla?
Quesadilla.
Oh.
Soft, you know, bounce off those L's.
Quesadilla.
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 It's more of a
quesadilla.
Yeah. I bet you could get a quesadilla on Buford Highway.
Okay. Well, maybe I will go to Buford Highway.
Top three favorite cheeses.
Yes. Don't overthink it.
Whatever's in your head.
Yeah. Go.
Feta.
Feta.
Dill Havarti.
Dill Havarti. Third final cheese.
Blue.
Did she get it in time?
Yes.
Blue. Dill Havarti.
Sounds like a 70s golfer.
It does sound like a 70s golfer.
It's really good on hamburgers.
Good to know. Good to know. I rarely hear about a cheese I'm not familiar with.
Dill Havarti. With a 30-foot putt. You're at 17. A little bit of a left to right break. Dill Havarti reeks of cheese.
Do you know what we mean?
And he misses the putt. I was pretending to be a golf announcer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for standing by with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Kara.
Well, you know, you're supposed to be quiet during a golf
tournament. That's right. You
so
have
I was
to be.
Still playing my part.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me ask you this question. When I think of cheese, I think of all the French cheeses.
Oh.
Have you ever been to France?
Yes.
You have?
I mean...
Did you not like
people,
it? I feel like you
well,
didn't like it.
Well, I mean,
it.
Yes. But, I mean, the people aren't super... I mean, I went to Paris. So
okay.
The people aren't super friendly.
I'm with you, sister.
But, I mean... You can, I mean, you can get them to talk to you.
But you won't, you're not going back anytime soon.
First.
You're not going back anytime soon.
No problem. But the food.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Ooh la
but
la.
If you're in Paris, though, you need to be eating pastries.
Mm.
I probably ate my weight in croissants and macaroons and eclairs and all of that.
Yeah. When I went to Paris, I gained 10 pounds just stepping off the plane.
Yeah. I don't remember if I ate any cheese when I was in Paris.
Did you hear my joke, though, Kara?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Well, thank you for being...
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Well, thanks to all of our callers. That was a real cross-section of America there.
Yeah, between people who are... interested in dog-wolf hybrids, yep. To men who can list off 70s golfers,
yeah.
And, you know, generally people who like cheese.
Well, we'll have my final thoughts right after these messages. Okay, so... That was our audience participation episode. Listen, Carolina, I like talking to strangers just as much as the next guy.
No, you shouldn't talk to strangers. And I don't mean people in general shouldn't. I mean you specifically shouldn't.
People were saying such weird stuff, right? I mean, these people across the country are obsessed with cheese. Seems like it's all people want to talk about nowadays. Enough talk about cheese. You know, we should be talking about politics more.
No, cheese was one of our topics.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. You said it was one of our topics like 30 minutes ago.
Oh. Well, still. Some people were just going on and on, and I just thought, you have nothing better to talk about than f***ing goat cheese? And did you realize that nobody, not one person, brought up raccoons?
I realized that.
And you know what I wished we had talked about more?
What?
Danielle Steele's Hot Havana Nights.
Okay. Why?
Because my book club just finished it, and I can think of nothing else.
You have a book club?
Shit. You weren't supposed to know that.
No, it's fine. I mean, who's in it?
Nobody really.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like Nick, you know, Nick in the sound booth.
Uh-huh.
Whitney, one of our producers.
Right. Really? Okay.
Jack, the other producer. Oh. Who else? Oh, the parking attendant who doesn't like you. You don't want to know the rest.
That sounds like you invited everyone from our office into your book club.
Shit. You put that together in a second, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I have a new saying. Enough about cheese. More Steele. Danielle Steele, that is. And in the words of Danielle Steele, this is one of my favorite quotes of hers. No pictures, please. Sir, you need to back up. I heard that straight from the horse's mouth.
Mm.
Truly inspiring. Well, that's it for our audience participation episode. Carolina is drooling a little, so I know it's snack time. Good day, folks, and see you next time on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producers are Jack O'Brien, Nick Stump, Miles Gray, and Whitney Hodak. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our coordinating producer is Colin McDougall. Our associate producers are Anna Hosnier and Sophie Lichterman. Our writer is Jake Fogelmist. Our production coordinator is Hannah Jacobson. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.